The East Lennox and Addington OPP Detachment Board is leading the way in Ontario through their first official year. Among all boards being set up in Ontario, the local detachment is the furthest ahead in procedure. Loyalist and Greater Napanee Community appointee Jessica Jones brought the board's first annual report to Loyalist Township Council this week. The report detailed the work they've done in establishing the board's bylaws and policies. The local board covers Addington Highlands Township, Greater Napanee, Loyalist Township, and Stone Mills Township. Mayor Jim Hagedorn, Loyalist Township Council's representative on the board, spoke about the work they've done and being leaders in Ontario.
There's already bylaws passed, and we're advancing quite quickly, making sure the governance is all well established. And it's nice to hear that we were at the leader of the pack at the provincial level as well, which I'm not shocked considering the ones that we're working with.
Jones noted some of the work they've done in a short period of time.
Our board kind of came into fruition fully in June of 2024, which, you know, automatically kind of eliminates half the year. But we are quite ahead of other boards in that we've moved quite quickly through the things that we need to do to get up to speed.
Jones explains the intent behind implementing OPP detachment boards.
These boards have been put in place essentially to concentrate on transparency, accountability, and communication between the municipalities and the provincial police force that services our areas.
Jones gives a timeline of the board's creation, current work, and what they're looking ahead to.
On April 1st, 2024, the Police Services Act was replaced by the new Community Safety and Policing Act. In the midst of a few hundred new sections spearheaded by the Inspectorate of Policing, there was the implementation of the OPP detachment boards. We did hold our inaugural meeting on November 14th, 2024, following one January 29th, 2025, April 24, 2025, you know, every 3 months essentially, unless another meeting is called. At our meeting held on November 14th, 2024, the board did approve the 2025 budget. At this time, we are developing a procedural bylaw. It's a bylaw just essentially to govern the conduct, the duties and responsibilities of our members and the calling of meetings.
Jones explains how community members can contact the board.
As of right now, via the Inspectorate of Policing, any actual complaint or issue that would be above the board's ability to handle should, of course, go through the proper change Inspectorate of Policing. In regards to reaching out to us is something that they think that we could assist with in representing them when we meet with the detachment commander or Inspector Tovell. I would say the best bet would be probably to reach out to our clerk to filter that down through us.
Hagedorn spoke about the security and privacy concerns they've noted while establishing procedure.
At this point, I think everybody's still kind of getting our feet wet on the committee as well. And I think everything goes through the clerk. That would be the best. She shares information regularly with us. Due to the confidentiality and since Loyalist is our clerk, is the administrative staff for it, or the clerk's office, then we are looking at providing Loyalist email accounts to all members, even if they have other municipal accounts, simply so that all the policing information can all be used within the controlled setting of the Loyalist email system, along with all the securities as well.
Jones spoke about being an open line of communication to her community.
I've resided in and been fortunate enough and proud to call Bath home since 2012, and excited to be a part of this board as that representative. For myself, in my area, always happy to hear what anyone has to say and any feedback they have. I think the whole purpose of that board is to create that open line of communication.
Current members of the board include Reeve Henry Hogg from Addington Highlands Council, Councillor Bob Norrie from Greater Napanee Council, Mayor Jim Hagedorn of Loyalist Township Council, Councillor Sherry Milligan of Stone Mills Council, as well as two community appointees, each covering two of the four municipalities. Jones speaks about the process of finalizing the board's members.
There will also be one member that's appointed by the minister through the public appointment secretariat. We don't know when that's to come about. I'm sure it's in the works, but we haven't been availed to a timeline on that. But we can expect an additional member to our board in the near future.
Jones notes the training members had to go through before being accepted to the board.
The training modules were developed by the Ministry of the Solicitor General for the purpose of meeting Section 35, Sub 2 of the Community Safety and Policing Act. The areas in which we were trained in were police governance, policing in Ontario, roles and responsibilities of OPP detachment boards, board member appointments, training requirements, code of conduct, and conflict of interest. So they were modules that we all had to complete before our appointment could be secured, and we had to illustrate how we met those requirements to ensure we were capable and prepared to serve on that board.
Hagedorn recognized the positive impact of the training.
Members that had to do all the training, it's also been very educational. I will say the Inspector Tolville, has been excellent to work with. Very, very knowledgeable. He's helped us mold into a good committee, I believe.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.